And joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, the gentleman we have been talking about is billboard, which is on I-84. And the billboard reads, "Where should Governor Malloy move?" And that would be realtor Rob Giuffria from Tea Leaf Realty. Rob, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
What has the reaction been since the billboard was erected?
Well, we've been pleasantly surprised. Most people, I think it's over 60%, think Governor Malloy should move somewhere outside of the state. And somewhat surprisingly, there are a few people that say, hey, he should stay here in the state and try to help the state rebuild.
What moved you to have this billboard erected?
Sure. You know, I move most of the physicians and executives coming from outside the state into the state for employment. And I had a client in my car, and I think she asked the question, wow, you guys have a tough governor here. I hear he's not running again. I wonder if he's going to stay in the state when his term is up. And I said, wow, I kind of wondered the same thing. So that got the discussion started.
And then the next thing you know, the billboard was erected. How long has the billboard been up?
It's only been up about, I think it's 10 to 12 days now. We've changed the format a little bit, and now the current format allows visitors to the website to post their own answers directly to the billboard, which has been popular.
So if you go to tellctrob.com and submit the answer, it automatically goes to the billboard?
Right, and it's a little time delayed because we've had some issues with people writing profanity regarding where they think Governor Malloy should go. So I think it's delayed by a few hours, but you can go right on the site, put what you think or where you think he should move, and then it's posted on the board.
Now, do you have to submit your name when you submit the suggestion?
You don't. It can be anonymous. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get a consensus of where most residents of Connecticut think Governor Malloy should move.
Have you received many responses?
We received almost 180, I think, as of this morning. Mm-hmm. And some of them are pretty colorful and were quite surprising.
What have been some of the more clever responses that you can share with our audience? Do you know offhand?
Sure. The two that really jumped out at me, one was move in with Hillary, which I never would have thought of that one. And then the next one that was pretty colorful was he should move to New Haven since it's a sanctuary city. And the last one that's been pretty popular, I don't know if it's trending in the press, but it's been North Korea. So those are more of the colorful ones.
Oh, that's incredible. It really is. Well, you've struck a nerve. Now, you're obviously in the real estate business. You're a realtor. You, like you mentioned, move physicians in the state, but also handle everybody. But what do you see as far as the market is concerned? What do you hear about Connecticut picking up, leaving, moving in? What do you hear?
Sure. It's tough. The more affordable homes in every town are doing reasonably well. So in a town like Bristol, homes that are priced approximately $200,000 to $250,000 are doing well. Conversely, when you get into the higher ranges in all towns, buyers are being very conservative, and they're, for the most part, holding back on big purchases. So lower end or more affordable homes doing well, higher end not doing well and actually trending down.
Why do you think they're holding back on the big purchases?
Well, I think if you can move into a more affordable house, you're not sure what's going to happen with your job. Using ESPN as an example, if, you know, John Skipper on his way out now, layoffs that have been announced, if you're coming to the state and you want to buy a house to work at, to facilitate work at ESPN, you want to be as conservative as you can because you're not really comfortable with your job prospects. So that's kind of been holding things back.
What about potential clients in the area of property taxes? Do they ask about that?
Oh, my Lord. In the last 2 weeks, that's been our number one trending topic. And what we think is happening is anyone that has taxes over $10,000 a year, they're thinking twice about buying a home if they're considering something like that. So we don't know yet the effect of the new federal tax legislation on the higher-end homes. But we think it's not obviously going to be good.
Well, and you couple that with, you see what's happened with the state budget and how there have been reductions to municipal aid, which also leads to increased property taxes more than likely, Rob.
Right. Someone has to pay the bills. Unfortunately, you know, the people who can afford to pay them least are asking to have to pay more. And I think really the only answer is to get jobs and get companies to come to this state. And we need someone in the governor's mansion come next year to figure that out.
Well, the lowering of the corporate tax at the federal level, might that have an effect in a positive way on Connecticut industry, do you think?
I think it could have a positive effect on all companies, but I think it's going to disproportionately positively affect the growing areas of the country, such as North Carolina, you know, that Raleigh, Durham Triangle, places in Arizona. So if you have to choose to start a new business, everything else remaining the same, it's a little more expensive to do business in Connecticut.
I know it's not a scientific survey, but it certainly has some merit. When you deal with a client who wants you to sell their residence because they're moving out of state, where are they moving to?
Mostly, I would say 70% are moving either to North Carolina or Florida, and the remainder go in different parts of the country because of specific job relocation needs.
Those who are moving, is it mostly because of specific job relocations, or they find Connecticut too taxing a state in which to live?
Sure. There's two points to that. One is the most folks who move to North Carolina and Florida are more geographically untethered to their jobs, so their location doesn't require them to be any one place. I just moved the GE executive from Connecticut to Central Florida, and, you know, as long as he has a laptop and his cell phone, he can work from anywhere. So that's one group. And then the other group are the folks that are retiring, not working at all, and they can move to a place like Florida with no state income tax. The weather's mostly warm, and if you can deal with humid summers, they do pretty well there.
Do you find that, incidentally, a growing trend? I've talked to many people. I have family members, in fact. All they need is a laptop, Wi-Fi, and they can live anywhere in the country. Do you find that to be a growing trend?
It's a significantly fast-growing trend. And really, the main thing I hear about why do people stay in Connecticut or why do they stay in New York or other places, generally family ties to the area. So as much as you might want to move to, say, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, when you have grandkids, you have kids, you have family in an area, you generally want to be close to your family.
Yeah, that's what it really comes down to. Before we let you go, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to add that, you know, I need everyone's help to convince people to come to Connecticut. I need everyone to get involved with their legislators and be vocal. You know, let's make Connecticut the place where people want to live and not where they're trying to get out of.
Rob, great job. Thanks very much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too.